Hey everyone, welcome back to The Stoic Way. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home because who hasn't felt that inner critic whispering those not-so-nice things in their ear? We're talking about self-compassion, that beautiful superpower of accepting yourself, flaws and all. In a world obsessed with perfection, it can feel like we're constantly being judged by society, by our friends, even by ourselves. Ever felt like you're not measuring up? You know that feeling when your mind starts replaying every little mistake from the day? Well, guess what? That inner critic is a total buzzkill, and it's time to ditch the negativity and embrace some serious self-love. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on this journey of self-acceptance. Number 1. Ditch the all-or-nothing thinking. You know those thoughts like, if I don't nail this presentation, I'm a total failure. Those are just thought traps. Remember, life is about progress, not perfection. Celebrate your wins, big and small, and learn from those oops moments because let's be real, we all have them. Number 2. Practice self-kindness. Imagine talking to your best friend who's going through a tough time. What would you say? You'd probably offer words of encouragement, right? Well, treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding. Be your own cheerleader. Think about it, we're so quick to give advice and support to others, but when it comes to ourselves, we can be our harshest critics. So next time you catch yourself thinking negatively, pause for a second and ask yourself, would I say this to a friend? If not, let it go. Number 3. Acknowledge your emotions, all of them. Don't try to suppress those feelings of sadness, anger, or frustration. Allow yourself to feel them, acknowledge them, and then let them pass. Trying to ignore your emotions is like trying to hold back a wave. Eventually, it's going to crash over you. Number 4. Focus on what you can control. Life throws curveballs at all of us. There are things we can't change, but there are also things we can control: our thoughts, our actions, and our reactions. So focus your energy on those areas where you can make a difference. And finally, number 5. Practice gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. Maybe it's a sunny morning, a delicious cup of coffee, or a kind word from a friend. When you focus on what you have instead of what you lack, it shifts your entire perspective. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who's always striving for perfection in everything she does. She puts immense pressure on herself at work and constantly compares herself to others. One day, she realizes that her relentless pursuit of perfection is actually causing more stress and anxiety than joy. She starts practicing self-compassion by acknowledging her feelings, celebrating her accomplishments, and focusing on what she can control. Sarah learns to forgive herself for her mistakes and treats herself with the same kindness she would offer a friend. Slowly but surely, she experiences a shift in her mindset. She starts feeling more confident, less anxious, and truly embraces who she is, flaws and all. See, self-compassion isn't about being complacent or accepting mediocrity. It's about recognizing that you're human, that you will make mistakes, and that's perfectly okay. It's about giving yourself the same love and support you would offer to someone you care about deeply. Remember, cultivating self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but keep practicing, keep showing up for yourself, and watch how it transforms your life. So, what are you waiting for? Start today. Treat yourself with kindness, forgive yourself for your imperfections, and remember that you're worthy of love and acceptance just as you are. And hey, if this episode resonated with you, share it with a friend who could use a dose of self-love. You can also join the conversation on our social media channels. Let's keep this conversation going and support each other on this journey of self-discovery. Until next time, stay stoic, stay kind, and remember you are amazing just the way you are.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.